Okay, good morning. The recording going, and thanks for coming. As I was starting to mention, this is a lesson in a series of lessons, sometimes called the high point of the hip joint lessons. That's what Dennis Leary called them. And Feldenkrais uses terms sort of like that in the lesson source. They're from the Alexandria and I series, these lessons. This is the three of four, as Dennis collected them together. And you can rest on your back to get started. Though these are lessons mainly done in standing. So as you rest on your back, one of the central themes in these lessons is to soften the rib cage, the shoulder girdle, and allow the function of breathing to develop unimpeded. So there are some bending movements in standing, and some of what Feldenkrais calls out is, you know, can you really bend to the side in a way where each vertebra moves freely, independently? And so the action of bringing the top of the hip under the rest of oneself requires softness in the belly, the rib cage, the neck and shoulders. And so it's a constant challenge to keep softening so that the balance becomes delicate and isn't a matter of sort of holding and flailing around, you know, which we all understand when we lose our balance, it's something that we do. But to turn it into an operation where the act of coming over the standing leg allows you to discover freedom in breathing, freedom in movements of the rib cage. And so the ability to make the fine adjustments that a very delicate balance includes. So as you rest on your back here at the beginning of the lesson, perhaps get a sense of the five lines familiar to most of us, the central line starting at the base, the very base of the spine, which is actually at the bottom of the pelvis if we include the tailbone, through the middle of the trunk, the belly, the low ribs, the upper ribs, the shoulder girdle to the base of the neck there, where the top rib attaches, on up to the base of the skull, which is roughly on the level of the nostrils and the openings of the ears, and quite central. Up to the top of the head. And it has this direction from the bottom to the top. And if you consider that base of the neck, that point there, you could draw lines out to the right and to the left through these two upper limbs, the arms, through the big joint of the shoulder from the base of the neck down to through the big joint of the elbow to the finer, more complex set of joints of the wrist and hand. Maybe you have a preference or a habit about how you draw that line further. Is it down through out through the hand? Is it through the middle finger? Do you break it out into and yet another five lines for the digits of the right hand, as you wish, really. And then take up the same on the left, from the base of the neck, through the big joints of the arm there, down through the wrist and through the hands. And And can you hold in your attention that this first set, this full line from the base of the spine, the base of the pelvis, the tip of the tailbone to the top of the head, and the two arm lines. And then take up some similar action for the two leg lines. These are a little different in that there isn't a clear spot as there is at the base of the neck. But somewhere in the low, deep low back, behind the navel, a little lower maybe, one of the vertebrae back there, where it makes sense to you, where you find the middle of yourself, draw a line from the central line there through the big joints of the hips, starting on the right through the big right hip joint, a key point really in this lesson. That's the high point of the hip joint is at the top of that joint, through following roughly the big bone of the femur on the right down to the big joint of the right knee, and down through the big bone or the two bones of the lower leg to the more complex joints of the ankle. And again, here, perhaps you extend that line through the center of the heel, perhaps you draw it down through the arch into the ball of the foot and distribute it through the toes as you wish. But consider the ball of the foot, the heel. And then take up the same on the left. That you find this spot in the spine, where it passes through the low abdomen, and draw a line out from there off to the left, down through the left hip joint, down through the left knee, the left ankle. And discover the heel and the ball of the foot there. And this is a fascinating thing about the five lines. They do correspond to your form, your physical being, but also they're imagined, you know. So we like to make them accurate, but also clear, light. And then hold in your attention that set of the central line and the two leg lines. In particular, where they pass through the big joints of the hips. And bring in the arm lines. So you have now the five lines, this composite from the tip of the tailbone to the top of the head, from the spine in the low abdomen, down through both legs, and from the base of the neck, very top of the trunk, that tops our bottom cervical vertebrae, the lowest one, out through the two arms. And hold that set. All right, when you are ready, actually, before we stand, let the five lines go a little bit and bring your attention to the actions of breathing. If you don't do anything in particular with your breathing, what do you notice about what moves where, what starts? It could be the diaphragm in the middle, the low ribs in the back, something in the sternum or the belly. If you don't do anything in particular, but bring your attention to what's already happening, what's the quality of your breathing like? How well distributed is it, though this is a small movement generally, resting on the back? What's your sense of its softness, the availability of the the ribs, though the movements may be quite small. And as you consider your breathing, what are you doing with the face, the jaw, the eyes? Leave them be as well. All right, come to stand. Roll to one side. Note the side. Which you choose to roll to. And come to stand delicately, keeping the breathing in your attention, backgrounding the breathing as you come to stand, so you don't lose track of the breathing. This is a general attention in this lesson. Keep the breathing, the quality of the rib cage, the neck, shoulders. And stand on your 2 feet and then next to each other. And this movement, initial movement, is similar. It's in some of the previous lessons. But reach over the top of the head with your right arm to take a hold of the left temple. Or above the ear, somewhere comfortable. The right elbow's out to the right side. And begin to, as if drawing the top of the head with the elbow in the hand, bend the whole trunk off to the right. And so start with the feet relatively close, not touching, but under the hips, and bend slowly to the right and come back to the middle. And soften the ribs so that the ribs on the left open and the ribs on the right fold, the neck bends, the head tips to the right, and then comes back to the middle. And gradually, if you keep going off to the right enough, there's a way to allow the left heel, the left foot, to begin to lift. So this is pretty particular for the left leg to lift from the floor. You have to really come over the right leg so that right hip joint becomes central. So, you can take your arm down whenever you want and pause for a second if the arm begins to be tired, but this action of tipping to the right so that the right hip joint can come under the trunk, like putting a stick under something to balance it. You find that top of the right hip in this process. And here we are very early in the lesson, but this is one of the projects here. Which direction does the hip joint go when you tip off to the right far enough that the left leg comes away from the floor? And can you do it softly so that you set the leg down as easily as you brought it up? And as Feldenkrais says here, locate the vertebrae through the whole trunk. Is there some place that doesn't move? And if you think of a very gradual bend that's distributed from top to bottom, is there any place that doesn't quite bend? Or do the ribs stick on some point? Can you make that a little easier? All right, and then pause in standing. Get a sense of the two legs, those two lines that pass through the big joints of the hip. I'll take the right hand overhead again and bend off to the right, softening the trunk, keeping the breathing soft. The trunk really bends until the left leg begins to lift. Maybe the toe stays on the floor of the left foot. And stand clearly on the right foot so that you could lift and lower your toes. Just that the weight is distributed so you're not pressing the toes into the floor. And find a spot off to the side where you can stay there. What's going on in the right hip joint? Does the right hip joint move to the right as you go to the right, or does it actually swing to the left a little and come under the trunk? It's a very interesting piece of this lesson. And go back and forth a couple times, and when you're ready, stay off to the right and find that right hip joint and move it through space a little. First forward and then back. keeping the toes free. The weight is more in the back of the foot. And the breathing is continuous. The chest is soft. So move the a little forward and back. And now try moving the hip joint a little to the right and the left as you balance here. Softening the breathing, softening the neck, softening the jaw, the eyes. And then try out making a little circle with the top of that hip joint. Maybe a very little circle. There's no need to make it big. Is there any point where you suddenly hold your breath, or you begin to hold one shoulder or the neck or the something in the ribs or the belly? So come in and out of this a few times, and just so you can pause in standing, and then take the hand overhead again and bend the whole spine to the right and come over the right leg and try moving the hip joint around as you wish, a little forward, a little back, with this curve in the spine and the softness of the breathing, making the balance delicate. If you catch this, there shouldn't be a lot of work in the right hip. It's possible. All right, and then leave that and rest in standing for some moments. What's it like to stand over the two legs here in the middle? Now reach over the head with the left hand, bringing the fingertips to over the right ear somewhere, the right temple, and begin to tip similarly, but now off to the left, and bending the trunk, not keeping it longness really, but bending it. The neck bends, the face stays forward, but the neck bends, the elbow goes out to the side, the ribs along the left come together and shorten, the ribs along the right open and lengthen, and go back and forth to the middle, building it up gradually so that at some point you tip enough that you are really fully over the left leg and the right leg begins to come away from the floor. And maybe it's just so much that the toe touches lightly. It's not that you press and use it for balance, but maybe it's sort of a reference point that it's just touching. And the left toes are free, so you could lift and lower the toes on the floor. The weight is more in the main part of the foot or even the heel. And come back to the middle, attending to the breathing, the softness of the rib cage, the distribution of this bend of the spine from the very bottom to the very top, tailbone to the top of the head. And that the balance is delicate. And note which way the left hip joint goes through space. It may not be immediately clear, but how does the left hip joint come under the whole of the bending trunk? You know, and having the arm over the head adds a little more weight up there that you have to deal with as you go off to the left. But take it down and bring it up as you need. And find a spot off to the, tipped off to the left where you can keep the weight in a little back in the foot, and then move the hip joint, that long leg, a little forward, a little back. What happens in the rest of yourself? It's possible maybe that that hip joint moves well relative to the rest of yourself. Like the head stays more or less where it is as the hip joint moves forward and back a little bit. And then try the same but to the side. You're bent off to the left and you take the high point of the hip joint that you're balancing on, a little to the left, a little to the right. What happens with the rest of the trunk in the breathing? Keep it soft. And then make little circles there. How is it different from the other side? Is there some place that you hold in the rib cage, or that you limit action of the neck or something that's different and that you could remember or improve when you remember the other side? And it's quite delicate. You come in and out of this position. Right, and then leave it be and come to rest on your back. So Feldenkrais says here, slowly pay attention and see that the spine is not flexible to the same degree along its entire length. This is this question of really allowing the spine to bend clearly. And when he suggests that when you notice these places, this could be related to the way the breath halts, where you hold your breath. The essence of essences is to let the head and neck be so soft that the entire spine is able to bend to the side in a graduated way, a bit in each vertebra, and not all at once in a number of them. If a number of vertebrae go as one piece, these are the ribs that do not breathe. These ribs are held. At that particular moment, this interferes with the head, feeling what the legs are doing, and then the head lags, you make a correction, and you fall. So, there's a little bit of context for this bending. And get a sense of the five lines here, and importantly, your breathing. What's it like to rest on the floor now? What's your attention to the breathing like? What are the movements of breathing like? He says here, eliminate any intentional movements to breathe or push air in or out. Make it such that the breathing will be minimal without intentional movements of the chest and the stomach. It will be done in some manner by itself. Maybe you can find the movement of the diaphragm and a softness there. And he says, slowly the softness will spread to the entire chest, so all of the ribs will be soft and everything will organize by itself in the best way possible. All right, remember which side you came up to before and come up, roll to the other side and come to stand. Keeping the breathing soft, the breathing in your attention. Think about or remember or note all those vertebrae. And stand with the feet under the hips and pause here in standing for a moment. Note the long arms hanging. And now, having explored this very particular bending to the side, leave the arms long, hanging like this, and think of it how the center line is in standing here, relative to the legs. And leave that line long and leave the arms alongside, and rather than reaching over the head to take the head to the right, just tip the whole long spine, now keeping it long and relatively straight, to the right. So the right arm may come away from the torso and hang a little bit, that's fine. The left just lies along. So imagine you can keep that line now straight from the tailbone to the top of the head and just tip over the right hip joint. What goes on in that hip joint, and where does that hip joint move in space as you come to the side enough to let the left leg lift? Again, keep the breathing soft, distributed throughout the chest. Leave out, to the degree you can, any extra work in the joints of the hips and come back to the middle, of course, come back to stand. And make sure that the toes of the right foot are relatively free. You're not standing heavily on the ball of the foot, but mostly back in the foot a little bit. So how is this different? To keep the whole central line long, the trunk lined up as it would be in standing, and tip the whole trunk to the right and back. And what happens in the hip joint there, again? How does it move to come under the trunk? It may be that relative to standing, the hip joint swings toward the middle a little to allow you to take the trunk to the right. All right, and pause in standing for just a moment. Now, come off to the right again, keeping the trunk long. And once the left foot lifts, as if you were standing upright, turn the whole trunk to the left. So the head stays with the rib cage, you're off balancing on the right hip, and you just turn the whole trunk a little to the left and back to the middle. So the only place where there's movement, more or less, is in the right hip joint. So you use this to discover the hip joint. You turn a little off to the left and back to the middle. So another challenge to the breathing and the softness of the ribs. Though the ribs are long on both sides now, can the breathing be distributed, the neck soft, though it's kept long? What's it like to turn on that hip joint now, rather than moving it around in space as we did earlier? And pause in standing for a moment. And here, all right, so previously we've explored bending the spine to the side, and now you can think for a moment what it would be like to bend the spine so you'd round forward a little bit. How would the, just imagine it, and the low back would round back, and the head kind of stays where it is and just sinks a little bit as the whole back rounds, the shoulders come forward a little perhaps, the tailbone comes forward if you want that fine distinction. And then having thought that, keep the long trunk, tip off to the right again until you're standing on just the right back part of the right foot, and try out this movement of rounding the back so that the back rounds to the back, here balanced off to the side. And in fact, now pause for a second, try out balancing on that hip joint, turn to the left as we were before, and then round the back with the left foot off the floor. And you come back to the middle, or come back to balance rather, over the right hip joint. So you balance on the right hip joint, you pivot everything on the right hip joint to the left a little bit, everything looks left, and then round the whole spine, bend it forward so that the back rounds back and come back to the to length, staying off to the left. Basically, you balance on the right leg, turn a little to the left, and then bend and unbend the spine. And check for the breathing, that the breathing remains soft. And now how does the whole, all the vertebrae of the spine, how do they coordinate to bend in this way? All right, and then pause in standing for a moment. There's another variation here, but take a moment. Just stand over both legs. And now come back to this, keeping the long trunk, bend to the right to come until the left foot lifts, you're only over that right hip joint, turn to the left, still on the right, you're still on the right leg, turn as if the whole top moves to the left, stay there, and as you bend the trunk as before, also lift the arms and the left leg forward. So both arms lift forward, and it's as if the hands lift the knee a little bit. Both hands come forward and the back rounds a little bit, the whole trunk rounds. So the back rounds back, and take care that everything stays soft, and just come and go from that position. Don't stay there, you just enter into it and stay balanced on the right leg, turn to the left and lift and lower the knee and the arms, keeping everything soft. Yet another challenge, now bending the spine forward and back as you balance on the leg, taking care that the breathing remains soft. So the arms go down as the knee goes down, the arms come up and the knee lifts. All right, and then leave that. And try out the movement again, come back to the movement of the arms are long. You tip the long trunk as a unit off to the right to lift the left leg, and you're balanced on the right leg. And just turn on that hip joint now, a little to the left and back. How is that, having tried this variation of lifting and lowering and bending the trunk? All right, come to the back and rest on the floor. And you're on the floor now, but lie on your back on the floor. What do you notice resting on the floor here? Is one side different in some way from the other? In particular, what's going on with the breathing? What do you notice about the smoothness or quality of it? If you don't interfere with your breathing, what's it like? Can you get a sense that the movements are small, of the softness of the diaphragm, the belly, the rib cage, its availability for movement, though the movements may be small? Right, in a moment we'll roll to the other side again and come to stand, but remember to keep the breathing, your attention to some degree in your breathing, that it's as if you come to stand in a way that's you're being very not careful, but that your attention is really engaged in the softness of the breathing and the movement of the ribs and belly as you come to stand. And once you have a sense of that, how you might do that, how you begin, roll to the other side from last time, as you recall, and come to stand. Lesson is fairly symmetrical, so we'll explore the other side, keeping this project of coordinating the breathing, the literal movements of breathing, and balancing, how the hip joint and the leg relate to breathing, how breathing relates to the leg and balance. All right, as recently, leave the arms long alongside, and this time tip that whole long trunk off to the left until the right leg comes away from the floor slowly. Maybe the left arm swings out since it's hanging in space, a little to the left. Keep the weight in the left foot so that the toes could be free, so you're not forward on the foot. And what's it like to come and go from this position? What's the movement in that left hip joint? the highest part of the leg. Which direction does it go? As without affecting your breathing, you come to the left and back to the middle, touching the right foot back down, coming and going from tipping the long trunk as if it was still standing off to the left. And then when you get over as far as you can go comfortably, begin to turn a little to the right there. So the whole trunk and the right hip in the air all turn to the right as you balance. It's a small movement likely. It's just you turn a little to the right and come back to the middle as you stay up over the left leg. See what that's like. How does it compare to the other side? To turn over the hip joint. Everything else turns over that standing left leg. What's it like there? And can you keep the breathing steady? Easy. All right, and then when you've turned off to the right, as far as you're going to go, maybe not a lot, try this action first of just rounding the whole back. So the back rounds, maybe the shoulders round a little bit. Maybe the head comes lightly forward as you're balanced on the left leg, turn to the right, softening the whole chest, and begin to add in then with that action that you lift the right knee and both arms as if they're one action. As the arms come forward, you're turned off to the right a little bit. As you round the trunk, you lift the right knee and you lift the right arms, and then you return them, keeping balanced on that leg. Remember, the turn is off a little to the right now as you do that. And watch out for the breathing. How does this softening of the whole trunk in this angle or this direction while balancing affect the breathing and the balance? Adding in this little action, freeing the spine to move to fit this action. How was that there? All right, and then pause for a second in standing. And then tip that long trunk off to the left again to come onto the left leg as you just did. And just try the action of turning, as if you're turning the whole trunk and the hip and the head all to the right and back. What's it like to do that now, having tried this variation of bending? How do you find that left hip joint now? All right, pause in standing for just a moment. And we'll try the other action of bending the spine, which is to what we often call arching, where the head goes back a little bit and the belly comes forward, but from this position. So stay on the left for now, come back off to the left, keeping the whole trunk long until the right foot comes away from the floor, and turn to the right a little bit over that hip joint. And now try the head goes back a little and the belly comes forward, and then come back to the middle. How do you kind of adjust everything to balance over the hip joint as the breathing stays soft and the spine softens to allow this lengthening and returning to neutral as you balance on your left leg? And can you do that without interfering with the breathing, without holding one shoulder or side of the belly, allowing the ribs to soften and be free? You can try that a couple more times perhaps, and then pause in the middle briefly and try out the same thing coming over the right leg. So you come back to the middle and this time tip off to the right until with the right toes free, you're on the right leg, the left toe might just touch, turn a little to the left, and now try taking the head back and the belly forward in that position. So you bend the spine freely in this other direction and come back to the middle. And you see, it may be a challenge to your balance, but as the whole chest, the neck, the shoulders, the rib cage softens, perhaps the balance can be clear, delicate. And the weight is carried through the skeleton, through the bones of the leg. All right, and when you're ready to leave it, you can try one side or the other if you want, but when you're ready to rest, come to your back on the floor and rest. What's it like here now? If you take up the five lines, this image, how do the sides compare? What's your sense of the central line? What's the breathing like? Where do you breathe? Can you discover softness in the breathing that's distributed throughout the torso, the belly, the rib cage, though the movement may be fine, small? Choose a side and roll to one side and come to stand. Pause in standing with the 2 feet carrying your weight through the legs, the weight of the trunk through the legs. All right, and we'll try another variation of coming onto the on the right leg. This time you can come and go from this because it may be a little bit of work, but extend the arms out to the sides in line with the shoulders so that there's a, and turn the palms forward, so the palms are forward here, and now tip off, keeping this this sort of cross shape, tip onto the right leg so that the left foot lifts. And what do you do here? Can you really notice which direction the top of the hip or the hip joint itself moves in order to take this whole thing? Now the spine tips off to the right, so the right hand naturally comes closer to the floor and the left goes toward the ceiling, but they stay perpendicular to the spine and you tip off to the right to come onto the right leg. See what that's like a few times, coming and going from it, keeping the weight clearly in the main and back part of the right foot, so the right toes are free. The breathing stays free, though you have the arms up like this. What's it like to bring the right hip joint under the trunk in order to tip off and lift the left foot, allow the left foot to lift? And what are you doing with the breathing? Can you keep it soft? All right, let the arms down and pause in the middle. And take the arms out to the side with the palms forward again in this way. And keeping the spine long and the arms perpendicular to it, take the tip off to the right and come onto the right leg. And here, once you're about as far as you can comfortably go, begin to turn the whole spine right and left, balancing on the right hip joint. So the arms go now also forward and back. You turn here. So you're very clearly on the right leg. And perhaps balancing there. Take care of the softness of the chest and the breathing. And then pause for a second and standing. And now the next variation here is the same position that you take the arms out to the side and bend off to the right, coming over the right leg. And now, as if you get to that position, go as far as you're going to go, the left foot, maybe the toe is touching. Take up that turning again. And this time, turn the head with the turning. Also, turn the head to the left to look at the left hand and come back to the middle. Just a few times there. What's it like to add in freeing the head in this way? And then turn the head the other way so that as you turn to the left, turn to the head to look at the right hand. So free the neck as you turn. All right, and then pause. Pause in standing. There's one more variation using this position. So take the arms out to the side, tip off to the right so that the right, allow the right leg to come under the trunk. Turn a little to the left as we did before. So you turn and let the arms fall back and let the head go back a little bit. So now the up back arches again, the arms fall a little back. What happens in the hip joint? Does it come forward perhaps? As you lengthen and let the head go back, and then come back to the middle in this position, balanced on the right leg. So, allowing the whole spine to bend, to take the head back, and letting the arms fall a little bit behind in the process, and then come back out of it. All right, and then pause in standing here for a moment. And come to rest on your back. Let me think that sequence through on this side and what it was like on this side. These various challenges, both to your balance, but also to the how the softness of the chest and the regularity of breathing allows you to balance. Do you notice any differences right to left, how the pelvis rests on the floor, the shoulder girdle? Any sense of difference in sense of length in the limbs? Or softness in the breathing on one side or the other? Maybe, maybe not. And now roll to the other side and come up to stand. And this lesson continues on the other leg. Remember to keep the breathing in mind as you come to stand. Softness of the chest and shoulders. And neck. All right, stand on the 2 feet and extend the arms out to the side so they're in line and take the palms forward. Begin to tip to the left, this whole unit of this perpendicular arms, and come onto the left leg until the right just comes off the floor. And there, turn to the right a little bit and back. So the arms balancing on that left leg. You pivot on that hip joint, everything moves. The right leg, the two arms, as a unit. And anytime you want, pause in the middle to set the arms down. And then add in, as you turn to the right, allow the head to turn too, or you don't have to allow it, do it. Turn the head in the direction of the turn. And then try turning the head against the turn. So as you turn to the right, the head goes to the left to look at the left hand. So you free the neck, or differentiate the neck and head there, keeping the breathing regular, the chest soft, and then pause in standing for just a sec. And See how this is going on this side through the whole trunk, the hip, sensation around the hip or shoulder or somewhere that's, you can compare the two sides and perhaps one can inform the other. And come back to that position. You take the arms out to the side, you tip off to the left, come onto the left leg, turn to the right, keeping as a unit, and then see about letting the arms sink backward as the head goes back and the belly comes forward there. So you're turned a little to the right. Extend the spine. The head goes a little back, the arms fall a little back, and then you come back to this sort of odd tipped neutral. What's that like to breathe and bend the spine in this way in this balanced position where you're over the left leg really clearly? The left leg is under the trunk. And then leave it. Rest in standing for a moment. And then come to rest on your back briefly and compare what it's like to having tried the other side, keeping the breathing, the softness of the chest part of the action. What's it like breathing here, resting on your back? What's your sense of the two sides, how they compare in any way that stands out to you? Length, softness, heaviness, brightness, some distinction that you make. Are they becoming more similar or more different, the two sides? All right, and for the last variations in the lesson, choose a side and come to stand. Keeping the breathing and the carriage of the chest and the sense of softness, perhaps, in the hip joints, the neck, and minded as you come to stand. Pause in standing there on the two feet. And if you remember the movement at the beginning of the lesson, take the right arm overhead to reach, and the fingers are on the left side of the head above the left ear or on the temple. And now, not keeping the spine long, but of really allowing it to bend off to the right. So it bends along its whole length, the left ribs opening, the right ribs closing, the neck bending as you take the head to the right. Keep bending until you can come onto the fully onto the right leg. The right leg comes underneath you in order to come onto the right foot until the left foot lifts. Come in and out of that a couple of times. And now, gently, here's a very kind of peculiar and interesting thing. As you're off to the right with the arm and head, and you're clearly on the right foot, it's like a little teeny hopping movement. Lift the right heel. And in fact, take it to the right a little bit and just set it down. So here's another challenge to softening on the top as you balance on the right leg. As the head goes off to the right, probably the hip goes a little to the left to come underneath. So you're really over that right leg. And then try lifting and lowering the heel, maybe taking it to the right and back. Keep attending to the breathing, the softness of the base of the neck, the distribution of breathing in the chest. And you can pause at any point, but then also try lifting and lowering the ball of the foot. So you come onto the heel and lift the ball of the foot and set it down as you're off on the right leg. and see if this, if this challenge to your balance and your breathing, how you manage this, you can make it very small. All right, and then pause in the middle for a moment. And try the same thing off to the left. The left hand reaches over the top of the head. Bend the whole of the spine to the left. The ribs opening on the right and closing on the left until the right foot comes away from the floor. Try lifting and lowering the left heel on the floor gently so that you can keep this the breathing and the balance, the softness. Just a tiny movement, maybe even just unweighting the heel a little bit. And then try lifting and lowering the ball of the foot. Maybe the long leg is the right leg is in the air, maybe the toe is just touching down, but navigate this coming onto the heel and onto the ball of the foot. And the final little variation here is lift the heel and take it to the left and set it down, then lift the ball of the foot and take it to the left and set it down. And alternate. So you actually kind of move a little bit to the left, taking the heel to the left, then the ball of the foot, then the heel to the left, then the ball of the foot, balanced off on the leg. You can try this on this side, and then when you're ready, perhaps you can try it on the other side. And you have the hand overhead and you bend the spine and see how this final challenge to the balance and the breathing comes out. And if it's really difficult, just come back to the simple movement of bending to the side and bringing the opposite foot away from the floor. In fact, as we close, let's try that a few times. Just tip, bend, say to the left with the left hand on the head, the whole spine bends. The opposite leg lifts as throughout the lesson, and just see if that can be a delicate small movement. Make it as small as possible so that you can feel the softness of the chest and the balance. So we'll end on this without big challenging movement, a smaller, more delicate movement instead. You can try one side and the other if you like. And when you're ready to come to rest on your back. See what it's like. As Feldenkrais sometimes says at the ends of lessons, ask yourself, was it worth it? But certainly notice the breathing, the quality of it, any sense of where you worked or didn't work, the sense of length. If you take up the five lines, are the hip joints any clearer? The length of the trunk and the breathing relative to this image. Please take your time about it. When you come to stand, if you can, again, as throughout the lesson, keep the breathing and the softness of the chest, the shoulder girdle, the belly, the neck. Softness of the carriage of the head, the possibility of that. Attend to that as you eventually, when you're ready, come to one side and stand. And if you'd like to come back and chat a little bit, see you in a couple of minutes. Thank you.